When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking, convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4, and ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We start in Kansas City, where the Chiefs will miss the playoffs for the first time in 11 years after they fell to the Chargers 16-13. And the bad news didn't stop there. KC will be without Patrick Mahomes for the rest of the season after the quarterback tore the ACL in his left knee late in the fourth quarter. The Broncos punched their ticket to the playoffs for a second straight year. They outlasted the Packers 34-26 in Denver. Micah Parsons exited the game late in the third with a knee injury. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, it is feared that the star pass rusher also suffered a torn ACL. In Foxborough, Josh Allen and the Bills improved to 10-4 after they came back from a 21-point deficit to knock off the Pats 35-31. And the Rams improved to 11-3, clinched a playoff berth as they tamed the Lions 41-34 in L.A. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 15th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Adjustments proposed to Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Conservation Funds. County Public Health Department warns against consuming foraged wild mushrooms. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. County staff is proposing to adjust funds for water conservation in the Paso Robles groundwater basin. According to the agenda for Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, applicants for new residential developments within the Paso Robles groundwater basin have been required to offset their projected water demand by paying fees into county-approved water conservation programs. Revenues were deposited directly into the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Offset Credits Trust Fund, used to finance water-saving programs such as Cash for Grass, Plumbing Retrofit, and Water Rebate Initiatives. The agenda says, however, that existing programs have declined in recent years. Staff is proposing to develop a new program focused on assisting small farm operators, phasing out the current programs towards the new program with no additional staffing needed. This will require a 4/5 vote from the Board of Supervisors to approve. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake struck north San Luis Obispo County Friday afternoon. The quake's epicenter was about 5 miles west of Templeton, just north of Highway 46 West. Light rattling could be felt in parts of the north county. The USGS shows data that several other light quakes struck the area as well this past month, ranging from 1.2 to 2.2 magnitude. This is also where a 4.1 quake struck in November, where the shaking could be felt in large swaths of the county. County Public Health Department warns against consuming foraged wild mushrooms. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Starting today, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona. City of Paso Robles says the closure is for sewer mainline upgrades constructed by the Venado development occurring on the east side of the city. Upgrades will provide increased capacity and new infrastructure for the city's east side sewer shed. During work hours, Sherwood Park restrooms will have closures. Access will be maintained to both the Veteran and Senior Center driveways. Message boards and construction signage will be provided that details a detour route. The 35th Annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea will be hosted this Saturday, November 20th, by the Paso Robles Main Street Association. This popular event will be held at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets include refreshments, cookies, a commemorative teacup and saucer, drawings, dancing, and of course, a visit from special guests. Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, the Mischievous Elves, and Victorian Friends. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult and are on sale at my805tix.com. The County Public Health Department is warning the community to avoid foraging and consuming wild mushrooms. This is following an issue made by the California Department of Health, where a recent outbreak of amatoxin poisoning linked to wild mushrooms with 21 cases was reported statewide December 5th. Clusters of the mushrooms exist mainly in the Monterey and San Francisco Bay areas, but there are some in San Luis Obispo County as well, commonly found near oak, pine, and other hardwood trees. These mushrooms can be easily mistaken as safe and edible mushrooms due to their appearance and taste, County Health Officer Dr. Penny Borenstein said, but they remain unsafe for consumption even after cooking, boiling, drying, or freezing. Borenstein said it is safest to avoid eating wild mushrooms all altogether. Symptoms may appear within hours of ingestion and deceptively go away as patients develop serious to fatal liver damage within 2 to 4 days. In sports, for the NFL, on Sunday, the Eagles shut out the Raiders 31-0, the Rams over the Lions 41-34, Chargers beat the Chiefs 16-13, the 49ers over the Titans 37-24. Tonight, the Dolphins will face the Steelers. On Thursday, the Rams will go against the Seahawks. And on Sunday, December 21st, KPRL will have a triple header with the Chargers and Cowboys, then the Raiders and Texans, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Suns 116-114. The Trailblazers over the Warriors 136-131. Timberwolves beat the Kings 117-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Grizzlies. The Rockets will go against the Nuggets. And the Mavericks will face the Jazz. The Pistons will go against the Celtics. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Even though the family of Robin Michelle Reiner is confirming it and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is sending her condolences, L.A. police weren't ready to validate reports that the famed film director and his wife were the two people found stabbed to death inside Reiner's Brentwood home Sunday.
I can't speak for the mayor, but I can speak for the Los Angeles Police Department. The Los Angeles County Coroner will identify the decedents that are inside of the residence.
Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton, People Magazine, reporting that Rob and Michelle Reiner were stabbed to death by their 32-year-old son. The White House border czar in Southern California over the weekend, Tom Homan, demanding that attacks on ICE agents stop.
The attacks on the men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE are disgusting. These men and women put their lives on line every day for this country to remove the worst of the worst.
Homan at the U.S.-Mexico border saying the Trump administration policies have created the most secure border in history. In the wake of a deadly mass shooting there, residents of Stockton turned in 277 guns over the weekend. Jeff Scott, California News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Cahuillas Sub-Basin was formally taken off the list of California groundwater basins slated for state intervention following a unanimous vote December 2nd by the California State Water Resources Control Board. Farmers and communities in the sub-basin, which lies primarily in Tulare County, face the possibility of state regulators imposing measures to curtail groundwater pumping in the region. But recent efforts by local farmers and water managers to work toward groundwater sustainability, detailed earlier this year in Ag Alert, convinced the Water Board to leave the Cahuillas sub-basin under local control. Cahuillas groundwater agencies embraced transparent collaboration with the board, their communities, groundwater pumpers, and each other to work out a path to planned sustainability, Board Chair E. Joaquin Esquivel said in a press release. This approach made all the difference in their sub-basin in this process. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Nacimiento Lake Drive, just east of Heritage Road. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Again, there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Nacimiento Lake Drive, just east of Heritage Road. No injuries are reported, and CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly cloudy Saturday, cloudy on Sunday and Monday, 35% chance of showers both days. Low 70s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builders are feeling better about their business. This month, the National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo survey rose to a reading of 39 from 38 in November, though that's still below levels that suggest business is improving. Those surveyed still are expressing concern about rising construction costs, economic uncertainty, and affordability. Fed Governor Stephen Miron is defending why he believes interest rates should be cut more aggressively. Myron said this morning inflation reports are overstating some price pressures and are not reflecting current conditions. He believes the Fed's been too restrictive. And Netflix is defending its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. It says its offer will not result in studio closures and believes it will pass regulators. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Blueprinter and Graphics in Bass Robles since 1983. Not only construction drawings and blueprints, the Blueprinter and Graphics specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, and they're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
All of us at Ewalt & Son Aqua Engineering wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. Please join us in saying a prayer for our servicemen and women keeping our country safe. And don't forget our veterans as well. May God bless and keep America safe for us all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Ewalt & Son Aqua Engineering.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Sometimes in life's journey, a seemingly devastating event opens opportunities beyond one's imagination. That's just what happened to the subject of today's story. Johnny Brueger was born the son of a white father and Sioux mother. On December 14, 1875, in the process of breaking up a fight between his brother and another man, Johnny killed the other man. Afraid he would be arrested, Johnny fled to the camp of Sitting Bull. Johnny, now called Big Leggins, became Sitting Bull's personal secretary and interpreter. His first opportunity as an interpreter was between Sitting Bull and General Nelson Miles. The meeting didn't go well, and 5 days later, 2,000 of Sitting Bull's Sioux were forced to surrender. However, Sitting Bull and Johnny escaped. Johnny yearned to return to the white civilization, so he met with Miles and explained that he had joined Sitting Bull because of his fear of being arrested for murder. General Miles said he would do what he could about the murder and gave Johnny a job. It was to meet with Sitting Bull, the man he had just betrayed, and convince him to surrender. On several occasions, Johnny was sent on missions that seemed to be certain suicide. But each time he returned, either successful in his mission or bringing back vital information. In 1879, his past finally caught up with him, and he was arrested for killing the man back in 1875. At the trial, General Miles testified on his behalf. It took the jury just 1.5 hour to bring back a verdict of not guilty. Johnny Bruger saved the lives of hundreds of whites and Indians. We'll never know if this would have happened were it not for the tragedy of December 14, 1875. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles. I think I heard
you coming. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. County staff is proposing to adjust funds for water conservation for the Paso Robles groundwater basin. According to the agenda for Tuesday's meeting, current programs have declined in recent years, and staff is proposing to develop a new conservation program focused on assisting small farm operators. This will require a 4/5 vote from the Board of Supervisors. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. The County Public Health Department is warning the community to avoid foraging and consuming wild mushrooms. This follows an issue made by the California Department of Public Health, where a recent outbreak of amatoxin poisoning linked to wild mushrooms with 21 cases was reported statewide December 5th. Wild mushrooms are usually not safe to eat, even after cooking, boiling, drying, or freezing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Still at large, the gunman opened fire at Brown University, killing 2, wounding 9.
A stunning turn of events when officials last night announcing that they had detained the wrong guy and that a manhunt is still underway.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Providence. Police have yet to confirm the deaths of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, even though their family has said it was them found dead inside their Brentwood home west of Los Angeles. Reiner, known for many movies, including Stand By Me. This from Columbia Pictures.
I bet you anything that if we find him, we'll get our pictures in the paper. Yeah, we can even be on TV. Sure, we'll be heroes. Yeah.
Rob Reiner, 78 years old. First on Fox, the FBI arrests 4 in a Los Angeles terror plot set for New Year's Eve. According to the charges, the plan was to coordinate IED bombs targeting 5 separate locations across the city. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention jewelry lovers and people who just really like shiny things. Something unthinkable is happening at K-John's Jewelry Company. We're having a liquidation sale. I know, we're shocked too. K-John's has always been proudly anti-discount. We don't inflate, just to mark prices down. We don't even own any red stickers, because we price fairly every single day. But now, we're launching the wildest, the sparkliest inventory liquidation sale this side of the North Pole. Why? Well, we've been carrying designers we adore for years, but it's time for the next chapter. We're launching our very own K-John's designs. We're liquidating all existing inventory to make room, which means everything must go, like really go, like prices so low our accountant's crying over the calculator, low. And as a thank you to our amazing customers and community who've supported us over the years, this is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come in December 2nd through the 24th, tell your friends, tell your neighbor, tell your dog, tell your neighbor's dog. K-John's Jewelry Company, where integrity meets, wait, is that the right price?
The annual Teddy Bear Tea is this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Park Ballroom. Seating is limited, so get your tickets today at my805tix.com. Just $10 per child, $20 for adults. Each ticket holder will receive a souvenir teacup, gingerbread cookies, candy canes, and door prizes. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there, along with the Snow King and Queen. Bring your teddy bear. The annual Teddy Bear Tea this Saturday. Tickets at my805tix.com. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Alrighty, what are we looking at today? Some clouds early, then some sunshine this afternoon with some clouds. Generally clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s, but we'll have some little bit of clouds and some fog tomorrow morning, and then pretty much the carbon copy of today with clouds and sunshine, upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Cloudy, mid-60s on Sunday. A week from today, could get some showers later in the day, only right now 30%, low to mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 1. Up and down we go. 7:06 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 38 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Maria Sabi with the local Lows and Fishes here in Pass Robles, and Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. And, of course, as we're sitting ready to go with Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 24 same-day service. They'll be there for you, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL. And if we're ready to go.
Just a while, now you're putting on the style, and you never once look back to your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. More on this mushrooms and the fruitcake stuff here. My grandfather and I used to harvest wild sage for barbecues. Okay, I'm assuming since you did it that it helped the taste. All right. Gibson, if Bruce Gibson violated the law by hiring his wife, isn't he a criminal? Why isn't he ousted from office? Well, that's not going to happen. There should be more questions asked of that. Where? How come the HR department wasn't aware of it? Where was the city attorney as soon as she found out? And not the city, the county attorney. Where was she as soon as she found out about this? Once again, when we pay top dollar, we get bottom results. But we will continue to do that simply because people don't follow this. Which leads to a question. I thought about this. I don't know all the sort of details of this Michigan football coach and the affair that he had, but she was no kid. She's 31 years old, so it wasn't like she was a graduate assistant, 18 or 19 or something like that, that the man in charge possibly could have taken advantage of. And where was the university when he gave her a raise, a significant raise, that I think more than doubled her salary? Wouldn't that have been a red flag for somebody? And the other thing is, wouldn't have people noticed their relationship just based on body language and so forth and said, I wonder what's going on here. This is a little strange. Now, they were two consenting adults, and obviously things went south, but I was thinking about that this weekend. It's like, that's kind of interesting, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Mine has a cup of sweet berry wine in it, plus it's based with the same three times. I'm assuming that is fruitcake. Mine has a cup of sweet berry wine in it, plus does fruitcake have booze in it? I've heard of rum cakes, and I don't know if it's actually rum or not. You've heard of a rum cake, Chris, haven't you?
No, actually. Rum cake?
Yeah.
Nope.
I've heard of it, and again, I don't know if there's rum in it or not, and I don't know if you put booze in fruitcake. That may help the taste. And there was, of course, eggnog. You don't have to put booze in eggnog, but many people do. Depending on the circumstances, if you do it, the kids will go to bed early. They'll tire out. $4 million bond. I don't know. Is this pertaining to, oh, the Rob Reiner thing? Yeah, Nick Reiner has been taken into custody. He is being held on a $14 million bond. Absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. No matter what you thought of his political things, he did a good job in the role of Meathead on All in the Family, and he produced quite a few good movies, that including A Few Good Men. So he had some talent. He had some talent, just a brutal way, brutal way. Also, let's see here. How many of you use DoorDash? There was an incident where a driver, she more than likely is going to be charged. She was spraying a food order she had delivered with an unknown chemical irritant. The people survived, but they were sick for a little bit. So that leads to the question on not just this DoorDash. Chris, have you ever used DoorDash?
No, it adds on too much of a cost for me to consider using it.
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because that's one of the, the money involved is that they do add on. I don't know how all that works anyway, but I guess a lot of people are just willing to pay for the convenience of it to do that. I would be hesitant simply because I don't know the people. And I'd be wary of exactly something that happened in Indiana, or just them doing, not necessarily spraying something, but just use your imagination with that. I realize that we've had delivery services for many, many years, but just because of society now, I would be very, very hesitant of having something, food delivered. Would you consider any of that, Chris?
No, not really.
You would just trust that the people are on the up and up.
Well, if they've got their position and they've held it, then why would they start now messing with, you know, my food or whatever it is that they're delivering? Now, if they're a new person, I guess that could warrant some suspicion. But at the same time, if they do something that...
Well, but in most cases, they're probably not going to get caught. In other words, if they... sneeze, spit, or do something into the food, you're not going to be able to notice that.
I guess not, but I'm having a hard time imagining somebody just doing that for fun, I guess.
Okay.
Personally, anyway. Because, well, they take these kinds of jobs usually because they want to, like, rake in just a little bit of income. That's usually what these DoorDash drivers are. It's a gig for them, you know? They work a full-time job, and then they do this, like, 2 to 3 days a week. So why would they want to risk that extra income they get by messing with somebody's food by sneezing in it?
Well, again, nobody's going to know. That's just...
Okay, why do I go to a restaurant? I don't know if they're sneezing in it or spitting in it.
Right, and that's, I was going to bring that up next. So at what point do we just say, okay, don't worry about it? However, I like to err on the... I'm going to limit the possibilities in my life of somebody being able to do something like that. So, but to each his own, as we mentioned last hour. If you want to do DoorDash, that's your thing. It's your money and so forth and so on. And the convenience, that's what people like. And it works because DoorDash is very successful. But just be, like with anything, just be cautious. Be cautious and make decisions that you think are comfortable for you. All righty, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Kevin, you were talking about mushrooms earlier.
Yeah.
I just heard a fascinating interview with the researchers of the Johns Hopkins Medical Center using magic mushrooms, or psilocybin. And they have found that treating schizophrenia, bipolar, addiction, and other psychological disorders has been very beneficial being treated with this medication.
Which, magic mushrooms?
Yes, sir, psilocybin. They have some of the people who have had long histories of bipolar or schizophrenia say it's the most incredible thing they've ever done, and that they feel like they're back into the real world now. It's amazing. You never think of it.
Are magic mushrooms, they're not legal in the United States, are they?
Well, they are, and they're in lots of places. They're not legal in California. You can buy them over the counter in Oregon, like everything else.
Okay, so other than for medical reasons, do you get high off them?
Oh, yeah. It's like a psychedelic episode. You see colors and trails, and you're more animated, energized. It's an incredible thing.
Well,
I'm not speaking from experience, of course.
Of course, you're a child of the 70s, no way. I know that there's been a movement here in California to legalize them.
Well, used properly, they can be very beneficial. In the wrong situation, they probably could not be beneficial. So there's probably some concern about that.
Well, is the in your opinion, Doc, is the risk... Do you think it's worth the risk to legalize them?
I think probably there's always the bad with the good when you do something like that. I know that if you're in that kind of a field in this state, they're readily available. So it's like anything else. It's much like the marijuana market before they legalized it. It wasn't hard to find.
Well, plus we can just get it passed saying it's going to create billions of dollars in tax revenue. So let's go for it.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, we hear that all the time.
Right. Looks like the lottery helping out the schools.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we'll...
Well, you know, and interesting enough, the legalization of pot seems to have really interfered with wine production and wine consumption down nationwide.
Well, that's alcohol. Yeah, alcohol overall is down,
yeah,
in the younger generation.
There's a fascinating that I heard an hour long podcast on this 20-year researcher from Johns Hopkins talking about what they've been doing with the mushrooms in controlled environments. And that situation has become very, very beneficial for the people who need it. But that's a selective group.
Okay. Hey, thanks for
throw that in.
All right. Well, thanks for that information, Doc.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning, Kevin and Chris.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a point to make. I know you guys like to talk about driving on the roads and the highways and freeways. I was always taught, I don't know if I was taught this during my DMV driving lessons, but I was taught there's no such thing as the fast lane. It's the passing lane. You get into the left-hand lane when you're passing someone, and when you pass someone, you get back to the right-hand lane. That lane is used for passing, not for just cruising as fast as you can in the left-hand lanes.
Yeah, that may have just turned into, you know, a saying or just, you know, even some may say semantics. But you may be right about the passing lane.
Yeah, that's how I was taught. And I only use the left-hand lane when I'm passing someone, then I get right back over. Even on a four-lane, five-lane highway, you know, it's not that the fast drivers are driving in those lanes. It's that you're supposed to pass someone, that everyone's supposed to get back to the right. That's how it works.
So if you're on a four-lane, you will then, once you do what, pass, you'll get over to the far right lane?
Yeah, unless there's some weird off-ramp where you have to, or the roads are dividing and the highways are changing, that sort of thing. But yeah, you're always supposed to, I always thought you're supposed to drive on the far right, and then you pass someone, you get the left, pass them, and then you get back over.
Well, on a four-lane, I'm just going to generalize here and say that there's probably the reason for that is you're going to have a lot of on- and off-ramps. And then for trucks as well, so I will be in the middle lanes.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I just think we have to get away from calling it the fast lane, because especially on a two-lane highway, Highway 101 here locally, I mean, it's not, you know, you're driving fast, stay in the fast lane. It's you use it for passing.
So would you say that is one of your biggest annoyance in other drivers is that they don't move over?
Yeah, or I just, you know, if someone's, I always assume if someone's in the left-hand lane, it's because they're passing someone. And if they're not passing someone, then why are they in that lane? So I would just stay on the right and get by them on the right if they're driving slow in the left-hand lane. Because, again, left-hand lane is used for passing. That's what I thought.
Well, you do realize that there are some people that will stay in the passing lane and they don't care because they're doing the speed limit.
Right. Maybe it has to be enforced by the local police that, you know, the left-hand lane is for passing. It's not for cruising. If there's no one on the road, you're not passing anyone. Why are you driving in that lane?
Well, good memory from your driving lessons.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Kevin, yes, there is actually rum in rum cake. My wife has made it many times, and it's good. Well, since I don't know how much rum she puts in it that makes it taste so good. Hi, good morning.
Hey. The fast lane is smoother because the trucks beat up the slow lane. I'm sorry. But that's what the fast lane is for me. And I do move over when someone's tailing me. But, yeah, especially, well, I guess they fixed that Madonna section. But, boy, that Madonna section between Margarita and Paso Robles was terrible for years.
Well, there's a few stretches of I-5 North where the right-hand lane is a little bumpy.
Oh, well, they're mostly, a lot of them are bumpy because of the trucks beat them up.
Yeah, so no.
That's where they inhabit mostly. But, yeah. Yeah, that last caller, yeah, I mean, that used to be true with the two lanes, I think, you know, or we used to have three lanes, you know, two each way and a center lane for passing. That's scary. Just think about that now is scary, you know.
What, a center lane for passing?
Yeah, there used to be highways where you would, both directions would use the center lane for passing.
I don't remember that, but I do know, again, when you go into these crowded areas, you know, particularly up in Sacramento, people will pass in any lane. I mean, they're just in and out, in and out, in and out. I mean,
yeah.
And they're flying, absolutely flying.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to really look if you're going to make a move when you're coming around, particularly that bend and that dip there in Sacramento, because, man, bat out of hell.
Yep, well, I've seen that happen here, too.
Well,
people in a big hurry. Anyway, that's my take on that.
All right.
I like the passing lane.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Let's see here. When I'm out of state, I use the left lane to pass only. In California, the right lanes are in such bad shape, I stay left. Well, we've had a couple of people in the last week or two mention that. Let's see here. DoorDash, we don't live in a society where we should just blindly trust. I don't use food delivery services because there is too much room for someone having a bad hair day and decide to mess with my food. All right. Well, that's part of society today. Not that people in the past were absolute angels. But I guess if we were to, like Chris brought up the question, you know, how do we know? we may have nervous breakdowns thinking about all this stuff. Okay, let's see here. Anything? We only got about 30 seconds. Anything? Well, there is always something in today in history. The board game Trivial Pursuit is invented in 1979 by a Canadian, or two of them, over 15,000 were sold in 1984 alone. And the history of how they came up with the game is pretty interesting. I saw that on one of the History Channel things a couple of years ago. A lot of failure went into it, but boy, did they make up for it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Starting today, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona and is for sewer mainline upgrades. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake struck north San Luis Obispo County Friday afternoon. The quake's epicenter was near a previous 4.1 magnitude quake that struck in November, just north of Highway 46 West, about 5 miles west of Templeton. Shaking could be felt in large swaths of the county. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Maria Sabi with the local loaves and fishes on, and then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small businesses, and, you know, keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.